The onstage, offstage Disney philosophy at the new Parkland puts the sometimes noisy business of medical care behind the scenes along separate parallel corridors and offices on each floor away from patient rooms. This onstage, offstage idea borrowed from Disney creates calm, quiet hospital hallways. No more clickety-clack of large hospital food trays or linen baskets. Hospital staff will also take separate elevators. There are 48 in the new Parkland, including two so-called megavators, larger and reserved for airlifted patients.
They'll come down those elevators, walk out here, and go right over there to the trauma rooms. It's 32 seconds from the 18th floor to this floor. So this is a major improvement.
That's Lou Saxon. He led construction of New Parkland. He says the helicopter can't even land on the roof of the current Parkland across the street. The New Parkland also has 18 ambulance bays. Old Parkland only has 6.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the trauma center at New Parkland Hospital.
There are new resuscitation rooms with X-ray machines, blood supply, and surgical capability already in each room. The entire emergency department will be 4 times bigger, from 25,000 square feet to 120,000. That includes private rooms for ER patients. Nurse Lily Solis says there's now room to allow families to stay with patients, and she expects wait times in the ER to be cut in half.
Just the fact that we have the space for the patients to be seen without having to wait for another patient to come off of a bed and things like that, I think that'll make a huge difference.
IT manager Joe Longo calls the new Parkland a digital hospital, totally wireless and integrated. A Parkland one-of-a-kind supersized flat screen is in each room and can pull up medical records, show X-rays, allow patients to check email, order meals, and watch TV. Judy Harrington is a vice president of nursing.
All the new rooms at the hospital are all private rooms, which is a huge improvement from our old facility where we had a lot of semi-private rooms, the bulk. So these rooms are about 40% bigger than our old Parkland rooms.
And all of them have a view of downtown. The 27 operating rooms are double in size and have touchscreen controls for surgeons to adjust lighting, multiple cameras, and high-definition screens. Last year, there were 10,000 births at Parkland. Director of Obstetrics, Dr. Brian Casey, says new high-tech labor and delivery rooms will keep mom, baby, and family together. No more waiting in the hallway for a delivery room.
Given the expansion from the 30 labor rooms that we currently have to the now 44 labor and delivery rooms, we anticipate that there will be no cause for having women labor in the halls anymore.
Dallas County sold bonds to pay for about 75% of New Parkland. Savings and private donations fill the gap. Taxpayers approved those bonds in 2008, agreeing to add about 3 cents to the hospital district tax rate. And construction manager Lou Saxon says it'll be worth it.
We're actually going to end up with an increase in patients, because not only those, as the hospital last resort, I think it can become the hospital of first choice.
The first patients, an estimated 600, are expected to move across the street to New Parkland via an air-conditioned sky bridge in August. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.